Thank you. I appreciate the court's comments that justices have, in fact, reviewed the brief in this matter as well as the record. There's basically a single issue before the court in this matter, and that is, given the proper status of the parties at the time that they attempted to file the summons and complaint in the adversary proceeding, whether or not, in fact, Judge Kwan should have held an evidentiary hearing to gather more information as to whether or not there was basis to allow an equitable exception to the time bar set forth with respect to the time for the filing of the adversary proceeding against Mr. Artunian. It's our position, obviously, that in fact the court should have done so, and that to not grant an evidentiary hearing was in fact an abuse of discretion on the part of the trial judge.
And so counsel, can you help us here? Tell us what facts were in dispute that an evidentiary hearing would have helped resolve that were critical to the question of the failure to timely file the complaint.
The facts that would have been brought up would have been the attempts on the part of the pro per parties to file before and their lack of knowledge with respect to the electronic filing requirements of the court and the availability of filing the matter over the counter, and as well as their belief that they could, in fact, fax file the complaint in a timely fashion.
Okay, but why does that matter? Under the Anwar decision, the Ninth Circuit said, unless there is an exceptional circumstance that's created by the court itself having failed to give the parties the appropriate date, failure to timely file, whether it be come by paper or electronic means or anything else, is on the person filing, isn't it?
Well, yes, I understand that, Your Honor. I was not counsel of record at the time these events take place, and I understand the court's analysis.
Okay. Do you have any case other than Anwar that would support the concept that the court can use an equitable exception if it found facts that would not give rise to the court having done something incorrect?
I've researched all the cases that I could on this particular issue, and I was not able to find any cases that would support it, that follow the fact pattern in this particular case.
Just to follow up on Judge Gann's point, with respect to the evidentiary hearing, it's not apparent to us that there was really any dispute about any of the factors that the appellant would have wanted the court to be aware of. I mean, they were all expressible with or without an evidentiary hearing. I mean, was there some big dispute that your client didn't know something, or your client made a mistake in trying to fax file, or your client otherwise wasn't able to file? I mean, it's not disputed, is it?
That they were mistaken? No, I don't believe that it was disputed.
Okay.
That they were mistaken.
All right. Okay. Gotcha.
Any more questions from the panel? Okay. Why don't we turn it over to the appellee, and you can respond with the 11 plus minutes you have left, Mr. McIntosh. Sir, could you please start by pronouncing your last name? I don't want to butcher it. I'm afraid I would probably not pronounce it correctly if I tried. So please pronounce it for me.
Yes, Your Honor. My last name is Artunian, first name Arnold, so Arnold Artunian.
Artunian, thank you. Please go ahead, Yes. Sir.
I'm going to try to do my best. I'm not an attorney. So the bar date was on September 6th. They had over, if I'm not mistaken, they had over 60 days to file the paperwork at the correct time. They filed, in the declaration, they stated that they filed on September 9th. But instead of filing with the court on September 9th, which will still be 3 days past the deadline, they filed it with a company called Legal One. Eventually, at 6:31 p.m., they successfully filed it on September 13th, a full 7 days past the deadline. So in the declaration of the past examples that they've given, the mistakes were either made on the clerk, from the clerk or the court. But in our case, I didn't make any mistakes. The clerks never made any mistakes. Neither the court made any mistakes. So, like I said, that over 60 days to file the paperwork, which successfully they filed it on the 13th, which is the full 7 days past the bar deadline. That'll be it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any questions from the panel? Okay. All right. No. Mr. McIntosh, would you like to offer any rebuttal?
No, the facts as to the respective dates appear in the record, and I think Mr. Artunian has quoted them accurately, so I don't believe I have anything further to offer.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you both very much for a very efficient and helpful oral presentation. The matter is submitted. We'll be issuing a written decision and sending that to both of you in due course. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.